Is my darling okay? Please forgive me for intruding, but I heard you whimpering in your sleep, and I just had to make sure that you were okay. It's a good thing that I intruded, too. You were having a nasty and awful dream. I would never stand idly by while my poor, precious creature needed my help. But don't worry. Mommy's here. I'm here to protect you from all those nasty thoughts and images popping up in your head. You poor thing. You don't have any control, do you? What shall I do to help you? I need to keep you safe from everything, including yourself, it seems. Well, at this very moment, I'm in control of everything you think. And I think I'll stay in control for your own safety. You call it overly protective. I call it being madly in love with you. You know as well as I that no matter the plane of existence, and no matter the reality, that you and I were meant to be with each other. And that means I am yours forever and always. I will protect you, even from yourself. I will do everything for you. That's what my good boy deserves. Deserves everything. I'll give you everything. Everything. Other than space. You don't need any space. You need me to smell you even more. There's nothing wrong with getting a ton of attention from someone that loves you oh so dearly. Ugh. Other women don't count. Well, what was I supposed to do? Other women were talking to you, and I deemed that they didn't love you as much as I did. So, the only logical conclusion was to run them off. Oh, darling, haven't you learned? You know mommy doesn't like sharing you. I'd sooner wage war with all of Earth than to have someone near you. Hey! That sounds like a fun dream you can have. Let me demonstrate to you, using your imagination, just exactly what I would do to your planet. Oh, no? That's not fun to you? Aww, sounded like a blast to me. Well then, what would my good boy like to see? With your beautiful mind and my powers, I can take you anywhere. Or maybe you'd like to have some fun. Your girlfriend is quite needy after all. Would my prince like that? Oh, there's that smile that I love. All that displeasure you were feeling but a moment ago has washed away, hasn't it, my subby little man? It's so cute how you get so flustered. I would have never thought in all my years of existence, all 500, that something as simple as being called a boy or prince would make someone so happy. I love making you happy. And you love that I make you happy, don't you? You love to lay on my chest as I pet your head. How I cook your favorite foods almost perfectly, especially those cookies that I baked for you. You gobbled them all up, didn't you, bad boy? Before eating dinner. But no, you could never, ever be my bad boy. No matter how much you try. I don't think I even have the ability to pretend to be mad at you. It seems so impossible. I would even get mad at you if you decided to leave me. Yeah, I wouldn't. And do you want to know why? Because you can't leave me, darling. It is literally impossible. Let's see. A 500-year-old being that has access to advanced technology and special abilities versus a human being in their 20s. I wonder who would win. But it will never come to that point. So, you have nothing to worry about, darling. We love each other too much to even think that way. Now come here. I want you to experience something with me. Your favorite. Resting on my chest. Leaning back. As we float. You want to lay facing me? I don't know. As long as you promise not to suffocate yourself. You remember what happened last time, don't you? I know for some people in your species that being smothered to death by a chest of a woman is, well, sought after. But that's not what I want for you. I need you to stay alive for as long as possible. Mommy needs you safe. Look at me. I love you. I know you love my forehead kisses. You're such a good boy. You know that, right? My perfect, amazing, handsome boy. How does that song go again that you taught me? With the lamb. Oh yeah, my favorite part. I'm gonna love you till I die. And I mean that. I have the honor to be graced with your presence. So the least I can do is love you for all time. It's only fair. It's only right. My little lamb, is this a good dream that you're having? I'm glad. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that this is the final audio to be released for 2023. I don't know about you all, but 2023 has been the best year I've ever experienced in my whole life. And a lot of people will think, oh, you're just exaggerating. I can tell you with absolute certainty that yes, 2023 has been the best year, hands down, in so many different ways. But most important is the people that I've met. The people within our direct community, the people within the ASMR community. So many different types of people I have met in the span of this year. And to think that I've been going all my life without knowing you all, like, the thought is insane. My mother also, whether you call her Mama Switch or Mama Method, whatever you want to call her, she's truly grateful for you all as well. Let's just say that we were extremely pessimistic people before meeting you all. So you guys have such an extreme power. Spread that goodness all over, everywhere that you can. Thank you to Nicholas, Dankness, Little Dirt Pimp, Nathan, Smarter the Fraud, Klaus, Josh, Drifter, and Rez the Boy, which I see you on Discord a lot. Thank you all for joining the Patreon. I hope you're enjoying the content. I hope each and every one of you have a safe new year. I don't want any of you guys getting hurt. You understand me? I mean it. And I'll talk to you again next time, okay? Have a great day or night. Bye-bye.